Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha here with Jared Swallow, Managing Director of the Detroit Skating Club, a five-time U.S. National Champion, two-time Skate America Champion, and competed twice in the Winter Olympics. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we already know Detroit Skating Club is a prominent, well-known, around-the-world skating club. But what people may not know is that we might get the U.S. 2018 Figure Skating Championships there. So tell us how that came about. What does that entail?
Well, we would be just thrilled if we could bring the championships back to Detroit. We hosted them in 1994, which was an Olympic year for the Lillehammer Olympics. So it was also the Olympic Trials. And in 2018, it's the Olympic Trials for the Winter Olympics in Korea. So it essentially entails submitting a bid to the United States Figure Skating Association to host the championships here in Detroit. And the sports commission, which didn't exist in 1994, is driving the bid. And they came to us, a few years back and really started taking the bid serious because the new arena, the Detroit Events Center, was really starting to fire up and the city was getting going on it. And it's ahead of schedule to be completed by September 2017.
And it doesn't hurt that the gold champions helped deliver the bid, who also trained here at one point.
Right. We are very fortunate to have Merrill Davis and Charlie White, who started their careers here at the Detroit Skating Club. And Charlie, they're both members for a very long time. Charlie still is a member of the skating club. They were willing to hand deliver the bid to the United States Figure Skating Association in April at the World Championships. So they were both there, and that's when we delivered our bid. So it couldn't have been a better
two people.
Representatives of the sport of figure skating, the Detroit community, the Detroit Skating Club. As I said, the skating community in Detroit is very strong.
Yeah.
And gold medalists are, right in there supporting the bid. So we're hoping it's helpful, but we'll know. We should know hopefully before the fall.
Okay.
There are other cities that bid as well, but we know we had a strong bid. This is the marquee event for U.S. figure skating, especially in the Olympic year. So if they have the opportunity to host that championships at a state-of-the-art facility in a city that is exploding with a renaissance and a rebirth, it just makes great sense, at least from my perspective.
And Jared, what does it mean for the Detroit Skating Club? Because we'll actually have some of the competitions right here.
Correct. So the Detroit Skating Club will be the secondary venue, which is an honor. The championships have become a large event. It's difficult to tie up a city arena for 7 days, especially if they have a professional sports team. Mm-hmm. So they use a secondary venue. The Detroit Skating Club was named the secondary venue. So we would host the novice, intermediate, and juvenile events right here at the Skating Club.
So that's exciting for us. And, sometimes I take it for granted. My daughter's been skating here for 5 years now. And, it's become commonplace to see, Olympic champions, Jeremy Abbott here. And Tara Lipinski came here not too long ago. And we've seen Merrill and Charlie here. We skated in the ice show with them. And you kind of take it for granted. But really, a lot of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and 7-year-olds don't really get to skate with champions like that.
It's true, and you're right. We do take advantage of it, or we take it for granted. That these celebrities are in our midst, but they're here and they're working out and they're training or they're using the club resources, and we're trying to do a better job making the younger skaters aware of that. So we certainly are offering more events that mingle and mix the groups together, but. They're an inspiration to the younger generations of skaters. We're more global than we used to be, the Detroit Skating Club. We have skaters coming from all over the world. And it creates quite a wonderful, enriching environment for the members and the skaters that get to look and learn and listen to all the different languages and mingle with the world skaters.
And we're going to talk to Rachel Lee about the ice show after we talk to Jared. But most kids, skaters don't get to skate in an ice show. And we'll talk to Rachel as well, but with champions like that. I mean, I think it's really cool that my daughter gets to be in an ice show with champion skaters. all the time during the ice show. So we're talking with Jared here on It's Your Community. We're talking about the Detroit Skating Club and the 2018 possibility of getting the championship here. And you talked about 1994, Jared, and we all know what happened in 1994, and we hopefully will not have a repeat of that.
Well, and the joke when we were preparing the bid was, you know, well, not the joke, but the big question was, should we or shouldn't we try to mention? Yeah. I mean, obviously, we decided not to. That incident was beyond comprehension. Yeah. It thrust our sport into the media limelight. And
the way we don't want.
Right. And we really want are beyond that. We want to get beyond that.
Yeah.
The skating community in Detroit has continued to blossom, and really just it's a mecca for training centers in the world. So we want to play that up more, and we want to play up the fact that this community is educated with skating, and that they understand it and they promote it and they support events like the national championships.
How did it happen? Since I've been here too, I can't tell you how many parents I've talked to. Oh yeah, we drive 3 hours. We drive 2 hours. We drive 5 hours. We come stay here on the weekends. And I'm like, how did Detroit Skating Club itself become this, you know, world known skating rink to really train champions?
Well, it's certainly something that's been in the club's DNA for decades. The club was founded in Detroit in 1928 as the Olympia Skating Club, and we were at the Olympia Stadium. The club moved to its own facility in 1948, 49, and was incorporated as the Detroit Skating Club. But there was always a priority to provide great resources for a sport that was now starting to really develop on the world stage, and it was becoming an Olympic sport. So we always had good coaching. We always had plentiful ice time for the figure skaters to train on. Those are the foundations of what we've built on over the last 80-some years, and it stands true today. And that's we are always trying to enhance our resources for the skaters. The skating club owns the facility, so we control the schedule. The figure skating ice is plentiful. Those are the kind of things that attract, and the coaches especially. I mean, yeah. If you don't have the coaching, the skaters aren't going to come. So that's why we attract skaters from all over the world now.
And three rinks. A lot of skate clubs don't have three rinks.
Right. We offer, two different sizes, three rinks in total. We have two NHL size rinks, which in North America is really the norm as far as size, training size. But we also have an Olympic size rink, which is excellent for our elite skaters that are traveling abroad. Rinks in Europe and in Asia are Olympic size. So our skaters can prepare for events that they're traveling to on a larger size ice surface. And it makes a big difference with your training and your programs. And so that was key to kind of capping off our training center, our model. And we have a very robust and healthy hockey business as well, and they're on all three rinks too. So it's a trade-off, but also both are very important.
Yeah, and it's a great way to attract more people to the skating club. And you talked about bringing more resources and more things to Detroit Skating Club, Jared. And you have all these different workshops. One, and we're going to talk to downstairs. We're going to talk to Terry and Diana about the food. Just talk about it briefly if you could, and we'll get into it with them. But this is not your typical concession stand, and you recently brought in a dietitian to talk about eating as an athlete, you know, and incorporating those foods downstairs. And I've heard visitors come in just recently. We're skating in hockey, and they're like, "Oh my God, what kind of club is this? They actually have real food."
Well, you know, it's so obvious to us now, and for years we just again took for granted that Diane Watson and Terry Watson were here. They've been here since the early 80s, and they've always provided a food service to the club. But as we try to enhance and analyze the services that we offer, this was one piece that we didn't include in our analyzation. And we're like, wait a minute, this is such an important component of athlete health.
Yeah.
It's good food already, but what else can we be doing? And boy, wouldn't Terry and Diane be excited if we included them in this to provide, pre and post workout meals and just up the awareness because we have young athletes here that are getting started and developing habits, and we certainly have our older athletes that are really utilizing nutrition to perform well. So we made it a point to develop a workshop with them and develop a menu with them, because we have athletes, not just figure skating athletes here, but hockey athletes. They can all benefit from the utilization of the appropriate foods at different times in their training day. So our nutrition seminar was a huge hit. We'll probably continue to offer that through the year. It follows our Olympic Training Center-styled model that we're trying to provide for the skaters. But it's not just our figure skaters, too. You know, we have families that come in and spend a lot of time here, siblings. It's just good for everyone's health in general.
Well, I joke with Terry and that I've had parents come here not when their kids are skating, because the kids just want to come eat here, which is funny.
Well, and we attract business from the industrial park too. We have businesses that come over for lunch. We have people that come over and take lunch away, and cool. It's great for business. But I think Terry and Diane's reputation is not just local; it's national. We host a large figure skating competition annually every summer, and the officials that come from all over the country and north in Canada look forward to coming here because they're so well fed and the food is so good. But it's a very important piece of a training center, we have to recognize that, and we want to exploit it more so that athletes can benefit.
Jared, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Vanessa. It was my pleasure.
All right, we're continuing our conversation here at the Detroit Skating Club, and we're with Terry Watson, owner of the Ice Sports Cafe at the Detroit Skating Club. And Terry, you know, Ice Sports Cafe is not your typical concession stand. So how did this come about?
Well, when we had the opportunity to get involved with Detroit Skating Club, we saw that all they did was rink food. So we saw the opportunity to bring in our experience with restaurant food and brought in the menu with fresh items, fresh salads, fresh burgers, and healthier items for the skaters to benefit and enjoy.
You know, it's so funny because I was telling Jared this when I was interviewing him, that I've been here where I'll bump into parents. I'm like, oh, is your daughter skating today? And they're like, she goes, no, she just wanted to have lunch or she just wanted to have dinner here. You become like a staple attraction for the families where you don't necessarily have to be skating. They just come here and eat.
Yes, that's true. It's funny. We'll see people pop in for lunch or for dinner and order an egg white omelet, you know, for dinner or pancakes, or, you know, the menu is diverse enough. And they know that they can come in at any time and get something fresh and healthy to eat.
You know, another thing, too, is that as I was talking to Diane, your wife, who's your partner here at the cafe, is that a lot of the customers who you know here order off the menu. It's not just what you have on. You kind of just make up anything as you go along.
Correct. That's the advantage of having a full service kitchen. We can cater out of here. Somebody come up with something they feel like eating today, and generally we'll have the items, you know, in the kitchen, you know, to throw something together for them. So, you know, that's what sets us apart and appeal. You know, and people, and it's same people at the counter, the same girls, and people get comfortable and used to the operation.
You know, I was here the other day, Terry, and there was a hockey game going on, and these parents came in, obviously hadn't been to our rink before, and they're like, what kind of concession stand is this? Oh, my God, I could have real food. Do you often see that reaction from people who have never been here?
Yeah, our regular customers, obviously, you know, are used to whatever they have. But, you know, people hear, you know, word on the street from other rinks and people talk. So most people have an idea, you know, that they can hold off. They don't have to drive through somewhere. They can get something to eat here. And but the ones that, you know, look at the menu, you know, and it is a restaurant menu, that they're very surprised.
Recently, the Detroit Skating Club brought in a dietitian, a nutritionist, to consult with the athletes training here, both figure skaters and hockey players, to know how to eat like an athlete. And you guys were very much part of that workshop and incorporated some of the menus. Is that part of the evolution, is like now you're looking at all the other healthy options and constantly looking at ways of evolving as a cafe?
Yes, and what was great about the nutritionist, she was one of our former skaters. So she skated here years ago, and we fed her growing up as a kid. And then when she went to school, you know, she wanted to come back and be involved, you know, to benefit skaters. And, you know, the majority of stuff, you know, we already have in-house, you know, with the proteins and the carbohydrates and that. But with her working with the kids to educate them on portion size and what they should eat, you know, pre-workout and post-workout, you know, to boost and to replenish, is a huge advantage, you know, we have in-house, you know, to tap into her knowledge and the seminars she provided.
Yeah, it was a really good seminar, very educational, and the food you guys made up there was so delicious. And you made a salad, you made all kinds of stuff out there, up there for that workshop, Terry. And do you like getting creative with your ideas and your recipes and thinking of new things to do?
That's the fun part. But knowing what benefits the skaters and that. You know, and what's good for them and healthy for them, we get excited about, you know, because then you feel part of their training, you know, and part of their success, you know, when their successes. But, you know, some of the items, as I said before, you know, we've carried forever. You know, we've always had fresh, healthy foods. But some of the new trends and, you know, with yogurt dips and, you know, balsamic vinegars and some of those, instead of a ranch dip for vegetables, you know, if you use a yogurt dip, you know, just a little different, healthier twist. Some of the salads we've always had, but one of the new salads we offered was an orzo salad and, yeah. You know, some just different, yeah, just different, you know, different ideas, different twists on what we already serve.
Do you have items on the menu that are very popular among the skaters here?
Well, you know, talking about nutrition is funny because, you know, you know, a lot of
my daughter loves the chicken strips and fries.
You know, people ask you, you know, the world class athletes, you know, what do they eat? Well, you know, they eat, you know, the stuff everybody else eats. They'll have a salad or they'll have scrambled eggs or sometimes they'll have a cheeseburger off the grill, you know, so they eat normal, but, you know, we try to
get naughty.
Yeah. But for the most part, you know, they can have a hard boiled egg, they can have steamed broccoli, they can have an egg white omelet, you know, which that's what sets us aside from, you know, other training facilities.
You know, it's so funny because my daughter's favorite is butter noodles, and I was here the other day. I think you had like 10 orders, and like I was like, what is going on with butter noodles today? Something's in the air.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You know, we've always had noodles for the pasta salads and for, you know, pasta and red sauce. Well, kids started asking, they just want buttered noodles. So there again, you know, they get what they want, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you know, you guys, I've watched you guys know everybody so well here, all the regular skaters, but do you know what everybody's favorites are? Can you look at a skater and say, oh yeah, she's going to come order this right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Because people generally, you know, they eat the same things. Yeah. You know, you can offer 100 items, and at the end of the day, most of them will order the same thing. Yeah. You can see them come to the counter. I can fire up the grill and know what they're going to have.
Yeah. Exactly. What is your favorite thing about being at the Detroit Skating Club? You guys have been here for, what, 30 years now? More than 30 years?
Just over 30 years. Oh. And, you know, it's what we've been here so long. We've seen the whole circle. Yeah. We've seen, you know, the kids that when we came here, now they're coming back with kids,
yeah.
You know, and we laugh sometimes. We think, what were you thinking? You know,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But anyways, yeah, so they, you know, it's watching them grow up. You know, it's like being an uncle, you know, yeah, to a lot of them. You know, it's you know, watching their smiles, sometimes watching the tears, yeah, and their successes. And no, it's just a great club environment, and it's great to be a part of.
Terry Watson, thank you so much for joining us here at the Ice Sports Cafe here at the Detroit Skating Club.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We're continuing our conversation here on It's Your Community at the Detroit Skating Club. And with us is Rachel Lee. She's the Learn to Skate Director, Director of the Annual Ice Show, and a national coach. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So one of the things I love about the Detroit Skating Club is the Annual Ice Show. Okay, I can't skate, but I love watching the ice show. Tell us about what makes this ice show so different than ice shows at other rinks.
Well, first, my background being in ice capades for 7 years, I bring that to the table of directing this show. And this is my 23rd year of doing shows. And what we do is we start with the babies, which are 3-year-olds, and we include them in the show. And they also are in the finale with us. And we include skaters all the way up through our world and Olympic skaters. So everybody skates together in the show at the same time in the finale at the end.
And it's really great because you get to be part of a show, like you said, with the Olympic champions. I mean, in the past, Meryl and Charlie have been in the show when they were silver medalists, and Jeremy Abbott's been in the show, and Patrick Chan's been in the show, and all these great skaters, world champions, have been in the show. And we take it for granted, I think, here at the Detroit Skating Club. Now we're just used to seeing them. But if you go to any other rink, probably around the country, you don't really get to be part of a show with those caliber of skaters.
Correct. It's a great opportunity for the kids to actually look up to these skaters and want to be like them because they're on the ice with them at the same time, and they get to interact with them on the ice. It's not just skating side by side, but they get to do tricks side by side with them and do the same choreography with them. So it's a great opportunity for these kids to want to be better.
And then every year you have a different theme. So tell us about this year's theme.
Well, this year's theme is Skating Across America. So all the music has to do with either a state or a city or a road in the United States of America.
And this ice show is June 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So people in the public can come buy tickets and see the show.
Yes, we have an online website. They would go directly to our Detroit Skating Club website, and then the link would take them to the Ticket River website where they can purchase tickets for the 4 shows.
What do you like the most about, I know it's a lot of work and I see you do it, I don't know how you do it, but what do you like the most about producing these shows? What do you enjoy about it?
Making the skaters happy, getting them excited about something and something that I'm passionate about, and then they become passionate about it.
And in terms of the Detroit Skating Club, we talked to Jared about possibly getting the U.S. 2018, and he elaborated on that, the actual championships here. But people don't realize the what you really get out of the Detroit Skating Club. We're one of a kind in the country and the world. People come from all over the world to skate here. And so tell us about the actual Learn to Skate program and what makes our program so different, and the fact that we have these coaches that a lot of people don't have around the world.
Well, we have several different types of coaches. We have younger coaches that are still competing themselves on the national and world level. And then we also have our resident staff that has retired from performing, and now they're coaching. And these kids have an opportunity to skate all year long. We don't have sessions. We don't run 8 weeks, 12 weeks. We run year-round, with 2 breaks going into school and coming out of school. So these kids will skate maybe 3 weeks in a class, pass it, and then move on to a new teacher. And so they get a wide variety of professionals that they're working with.
And these coaches, like you said, come from all different backgrounds. They have competed, they have performed. So they understand exactly what they need to teach these kids if they want to go on to the competitive skating.
Right. The mission of all the coaches here is to develop a competitive skater, regardless of what type of skater they are, to develop them to be able to compete and be competitive in this sport.
And Rachel, there are kids that have started skating as young as 2.5, and then you have kids coming on board at 15 and 16 and learning to skate.
There's a lot of opportunities for teenagers that are starting what we call late in their career. Nowadays, compared to when I skated, there's high school team, which a lot of kids will come back after skating maybe when they're in grade school and then dropping out of skating maybe fourth grade, and then they'll come back going into ninth grade because they want to be on high school team. So we have avenues for them to train so that they can participate on their high school team.
And what I do love, too, about the Detroit Skating Club is that, well, we have three rinks, so they're skating all around, even though there's also hockey. But you get to watch other skaters. Even though you might not have the same coach, you get to see how other coaches teach. You get to see how those other skaters skate. And then you see how much they've improved. You get excited for them.
Especially in the summer, these skaters get to skate on their own at maybe on one rink, and then they'll walk through and be able to watch these world-level dancers train with their coaches, and they'll also get to watch them do full run-throughs of their program that they're about to compete, maybe, say, in Japan.
Yeah, that's exciting. Now, Rachel, for people listening, parents who are debating, you know, what do I get my kid in? You know, do I do soccer? Do I do swimming? What are the benefits, overall benefits, for skating?
Well, first of all, this is Michigan, and everybody probably experiences one or two birthday parties that are skating parties when they're in grade school. And then there's so many lakes that are frozen and everybody skates in the winter. And then there's parties outdoor to come skate on my lake. And you don't want to be the kid that's hanging on the wall. You don't want to be the kid that can't stand up on the ice. And that's the number one thing. All we want to do here is teach you how to skate. And then what you do with it from there is your choice. If you want to go into hockey, if you want to go into figure skating, if you want to go into speed skating, or if you want to take a break and then come back in high school, that's great. Or if you want to be competitive. But we will give you the tools to be successful.
What are the tracks that tend to happen here at the Detroit Skating Clubs in terms of starting at Learn to Skate and moving on? What do typically kids do?
Well, they'll start and learn to skate once a week, and then they might increase to two times a week. And then after that, they'll investigate and ask questions about a private coach. Then they'll maybe do three times a week, twice in a group, once with a private coach. And then it sort of builds from there. And then they start to get involved in things like the ice show and mini in-house competitions and the red, white, and blue team challenge cup that we had last week. So that's something that all these kids can do at all different levels, and it just starts to build from there.
Tell us about a little bit more about your background, Rachel Lee, here at the Detroit Skating Club. You talked about the ice capades, your 20-some years of producing an ice show. What got you into skating, and how did you end up at the ice capades?
I started skating in Oak Park. My parents took me there for group classes, and then I started getting more interested in that, and then I remember seeing it on TV and saying, I want to do that. And that was the Dorothy Hamill days. And then started getting into private, switched rinks to Berkeley. And since then, skated there all the way through high school because that's where I went to high school. And then joined the Ice Capades and stayed with them for 5 years and then did two years of Nutcracker on Ice.
And then are you the one that actually brought the ice show to the Detroit Skating Club? There was no ice show prior.
Correct. I started at Berkeley. I went back to Berkeley after getting off tour and did a show there for 4 years and then decided I wanted something bigger. I wanted to be able to have accessibility to higher level skaters and sort of had a vision for what I thought a show could be and pitched the idea to the board of directors here. I think it was about 18 years ago, and they liked the idea and immediately was a success. We had 200 kids in the show first year.
Yeah, if you haven't seen, and I know I'm biased because my daughter skates here, the Detroit Skating Club, but honestly, I've seen a lot of ice shows because I have lots of nieces that skated other places. If you have not seen an ice show, you've got to come see our ice show. And I know back by popular demand is Elijah Baldy, who does that, you know, signature backflip on the ice.
Yes, and he usually tries to cap off at only doing four a show because he said it's very hard on his back. But he usually does grace us with a backflip in opening, a backflip, a couple backflips during his number, a backflip during the guy's number, and a couple backflips in finale.
Yeah, he's amazing. So, Rachel Lee, before we let you go here and at your community, we're at the Detroit Skating Club. Any last words you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I just hope people would consider if they don't already skate or their children don't have never skated before, is that they come visit us in the summer and do a summer class where they can stay cool and it's in the evening, or maybe do our summer camp, which is at the end of August. And then lastly, I really highly suggest they come in June to see our show because it's not just a club show. It's not a recital. It is a full-blown, close to an Ice Capades caliber show.
And tell us how we'd find out more.
going to the Detroit Skating Club website, and then there's a ticket link, and you go directly to the Ticket River website, and you can buy tickets there.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rachel.
You're welcome.
If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want us to cover, get to me, Vanessa Denha, by going to info@denhamedia.com. And as always, we remind our listeners to communicate, connect, and collaborate with your community. Thanks for listening.
It's your community.